So getting calcium in your diet is essential to keeping your bones strong. Well, what do you do if you can't do dairy? A Navajo graduate student at Northern Arizona University got really interested in that question when he came across an old study suggesting that Navajo women are less likely to break their hips than women of European heritage. He found this surprising because most American Indians are lactose intolerant. And so he set out to find where the Navajo get their calcium. Laurel Morales of member station KJZZ reports from Flagstaff.
From the time he was a child, Daniel Begay was told that traditional Navajo foods were good for him.
A lot of these practices are just done because they're just passed down. When I asked my wife and also my grandma to do this, a lot of them just say, you know, that's just something you were just told to do it.
But Begay wanted proof, and he eventually found it. It turns out, a small study in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association says one ingredient in traditional Navajo food, juniper ash, is a great source of calcium. The Navajo burn juniper branches, collect the ash, and stir it into various dishes. It started out as part of a ceremony, and now it's added to many traditional foods. Begay wanted to do a more comprehensive study, so he analyzed the amount of calcium in 27 samples of juniper from all over the Navajo Nation, an area the size of West Virginia. First, he decided to burn juniper outside his apartment in Flagstaff.
I let my landlord know beforehand, say, hey, I'm going to be building a fire outside our in our yard, just so you know. I burned a picnic table a little bit.
Begay discovered that 1 gram of ash has the same amount of calcium as a glass of milk, and that is good for Navajo bones. Lily Pete teaches young people about the benefits of traditional Navajo food. I recently visited her home on the Navajo Nation in the tiny town of Jedido to learn how to make one of the most popular foods that includes juniper ash, blue corn mush.
Okay, there's the 5 cups of water, uh-huh. And we're going to let that heat up till it's boiling.
Pete says before the white man came, the Navajo subsisted on beans, corn, squash, and mutton.
Our body wasn't built to, you know, consume the kind of food that came with the Anglo. And now we have so many health problems with our people, you know.
1 in 3 Navajo people suffers from diabetes, according to the Indian Health Service. And obesity rates are 3 times the national average. Pete says many Navajo forgot the traditional ways when they were forced to go to government-run boarding schools.
Okay, what I usually do is take some of this hot boiling water and I'll pour it onto the ash.
Then she mixes in the cornmeal and stirs. Finally, the corn mush produces thick volcanic bubbles, telling us it's ready. Pete gives thanks to Mother Earth for the corn. She suggests adding either salt or sugar. Then we eat.
That's good. It reminds me of cream of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Do you think you can taste the ash? Mm-mm. Do you notice it?
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't even taste it at all.
For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Jedido on the Navajo Nation.